Trump is expected to announce his decision on which countries will get permanent exemptions from the steel and aluminum tariffs next month. He's also expected to announce quotas for those that are exempted. Steel and iron industry representatives discussed the delay in a press briefing. John Ferriola is CEO and president of Nucor, a steel producer with facilities in Kentucky and Ohio. Ferriola says he's disappointed by the delay.
By opening it up for another month, what we're doing is giving these countries that have been dumping into our country another month to get their steel into the country before the tariffs or quotas go into effect.
Ferriola says he's pleased that the tariffs will eventually go into effect and that there will be no more extensions. Originally, Trump announced a 25% tariff for steel and 10% for aluminum. He then temporarily exempted the EU, Canada, Mexico, Argentina, Brazil, and South Korea.
You know, at the end of the day, if our words are to have meaning, we have to act on those. We have to follow through on the promises that we make to our industry and to our country, and we're counting on the president to do that.
Executive Vice President and COO of commercial metal company Tracy Porter was also at the press briefing. He says the continued diminishing of the manufacturing sector in the U.S. is a travesty, and he's proud of the president for stepping up and addressing unfair trade practices.
We, at the pace we're going, are going to be relegated to some third world country status probably in my children's lifetime if we do not stop it now. And unfair is unfair.
Economists warned that tariffs would also raise prices for U.S. businesses and consumers. According to a report by the Tax Foundation, the estimated negative effect on Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia businesses is more than $600,000 each year. In Kentucky alone, there are more than 200 steel, aluminum, and iron facilities. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Becca Schimmel in Bowling Green, Kentucky.